QST from W1AW, the American Radio Relay League, ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio in Newington, Connecticut. This is the ARRL Aries Audio e-letter for August 17, 2016. The ARRL Aries Audio e-letter is a voice version of the ARRL Aries e-letter, which is compiled by Rick Palm, K1CE, in Daytona Beach, Florida. I'm Tony Riggs, W1FHN, reporting from Lanham, Maryland, and my audio script editor is Al Brown, KZ3AB, in Laurel, Maryland. Here are the headlines for this month. Spotlight, Boulder, Colorado Aries, a juggernaut. California Races CERT personnel assist seniors during blackout. Letters, and there are two this month. Local simplex contests out there, and lesson learned, mag mounts not so much. K4CJX to chair a regional auxiliary communications working group. San Diego Microwave Network adds important new client. And Palm Beach County, Florida, Aries Day, a success. Those are the headlines. Here are the stories. Spotlight. Boulder, Colorado Aries, a juggernaut. Boulder County, Colorado Aries, or BC Aries, assignments are like a box of chocolates. You never know what you'll get. From providing communications for the appearance of the Dalai Lama to mega concerts by superstar groups and everything in between, this versatile and talented group of Aries volunteers respond with professionalism and with state-of-the-art technologies in order to provide their served agencies with real-time situational awareness and alternate communication services. Just this summer alone, BC Aries has been asked to provide voice, data, and digital ATV communication services for the Boulder 10K run, public safety agencies securing the Dalai Lama visit to the city, and a concert by former members of the Grateful Dead, and most recently, the Cold Springs Fire, a 600-acre wildfire that threatened the mountain community of Nederland, Colorado. The Boulder 10-kilometer run had over 54,000 runners, walkers, and wheelchair racers, making it the second-largest 10K race in the United States and the fifth-largest road race in the world. BC Aries provided situational awareness via their pioneering digital ATV systems along the entire course to the finish line in Colorado University's Folsom Field. The video was sent simultaneously to race officials, the Boulder Police Department, the Colorado University Police Department, and a federal agency. The visit of the Dalai Lama to the Colorado University campus packed it with more than 50,000 in attendance. BC Aries deployed its ATV assets to monitor the large crowds and traffic in and around the stadium. This provided the Colorado University and Boulder Police Departments and event organizers with live situational awareness at their incident command posts. The following week, Folsom Field played host to concerts by original members of the Grateful Dead. They played back-to-back, sold-out crowds for both weekend nights. BC Aries members again provided their video situational awareness to the police departments and event organizers when EMTs were requested for medical incidents. The live video feed proved invaluable for event personnel to provide timely and appropriate responses. During football games in the fall season, the BC Aries group uses the Colorado University campus and Folsom Field as training grounds for their advanced digital ATV operations and test links to served agencies. Cold Springs Fire Response. Most recently, BC Aries was called out by the Boulder Office of Emergency Management and Boulder County's Sheriff's Office to provide alternative radio communications services during the Cold Springs Fire. Nederland, a small town west of the city of Boulder, was affected. Nederland is located high up in the mountains and surrounded by state and national forest land. forced evacuations were called for, and evacuees were sent to three different locations. Their large animals were evacuated to the Boulder County Fairground facilities. During this incident, no ATV was asked for due to the volatile fire situation and concern for the safety of BC Aires ATV operators. Fire incident commanders closed many of the access roads to and from Nederland in order to provide safe routes for the wildfire crews being deployed to various hotspots. The operators did have the opportunity to prove out the BC Aires Mountain Emergency Repeater Network, or MERN, that had provided a critical communications platform for the area during the floods of 2013 that destroyed many communities to the north and east of Nederland. The MERN was a project initiated by BC Aires EC George Weber, KA0BSA, who recognized the communication gaps caused by fire damage to communication and commercial power infrastructure and planned power outages. BC Aires recently incorporated the Everbridge system, an app provided to the group by its served agency and put into service for this wildfire. Everbridge sends messages to all BC Aires members via telephone, text message, and email, and allows emergency managers to track geotagged tweets that contain specific hashtags and use this information to respond to incidents as they occur. The app allowed members to respond to duty requests, allowing full staffing throughout the incident and freeing repeaters of these requests in favor of emergency communications. In the United States, the Boulder County Aires Group stands out as a leader in public event, emergency, and disaster communications technology and its use in diverse major incidents. Our thanks go out to Jack Siachi, WM0G, the Colorado Section Manager, for this fine report. We're going to pause now for a few seconds to allow repeaters to identify. Stand by. We'll be right back. This is the ARRL Aires Audio E-Letter for August 17th, 2016. And I'm Tony Riggs, W1FHN, reporting from Lanham, Maryland. Please let us know if your repeater is airing the audio version of the ARRL e-letter, or if you're listening on your smartphone, by sending an email to kz3ab@arrl.net. Please include the day, time, location, repeater call sign, frequency, and any sponsoring club. That email address again is kz3ab@arrl.net. You may also find us on Facebook or Twitter by searching for ARRL. Thank you for your support. California RACES CERT personnel assist seniors during blackout. Huntington Beach, California RACES, or HB RACES, was activated on Saturday, June 4, 2016, when the power went out at both the Huntington Gardens and Five Points Senior Residences. The buildings are each 14 stories tall. When the power went out at the Huntington Gardens, a generator supplied power to the hallways and elevators, but there was no power to the individual living units and the telephone system. Consequently, the residents had no lights or any way of calling 911 in case of an emergency. At the Five Points senior apartments, there was complete power failure with no generator, lights, nor elevator service. The facility was in complete darkness. Huntington Beach RACES and CERT members were immediately activated by Brevin Mettler, the Emergency Services Coordinator. An automated call-up, email, and text alerts went out to all RACES and CERT members. Steve Graboff, W6GOS, the RACES Chief Radio Officer, and Steve Albert, KE6OCE, Assistant Radio Officer, started a 2-meter net and logged in responding and available communicators. Within minutes, operators checked into the net were advised to proceed to the staging area at the entrance to the City Council chambers at the Huntington Beach City Hall. Mr. Graboff said the response to the call to activation by HB Racies was impressive. The professional communication skills displayed by the operators were outstanding. The quality of HB Racies training was clearly evident in all of our responders, including those deployed in the field and others who were assigned to the incident command post. I am extremely proud, Mr. Graboff said, of the Huntington Beach Racies' response to this immediate, unexpected call to activation. HB Racies' communicators were paired with a Huntington Beach CERT responder, and the pairs were assigned to each floor of the two facilities. With this arrangement, both communication and rapid response functions would be available in the event of any emergency or priority situation. This was the first time Huntington Beach Racies and CERT members had been deployed in pairs, whereas previous joint deployments had them working cooperatively but not directly together. They were assigned a 12-hour shift from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Given the loss of electricity with blacked-out buildings housing many frail and elderly residents created a dangerous situation not only for these residents, but also for the volunteers patrolling the floors of the buildings in the dark, looking and listening for people in need of help, or criminals looking to take advantage of the situation. Not only was immediate aid available to the residents, but essential direct emergency communications to the Huntington Beach Fire and Police Department was instantaneous. These agencies continually supported the efforts of HB Racies and the CERT throughout the duration of the incident. Although the Red Cross typically does not respond to localized power outages, in this case, they dispatched a canteen truck to support the volunteers with snacks and coffee. The cause of the power failure was a chain reaction fire explosion in the underground Southern California electric vaults in the area. Mr. Graboff said the pairing of Racies and CERT brought an impressive set of skills together to serve the health and welfare of all at the incident site. Having both organizations work together created a safer environment for the volunteers, since they were not alone. They also brought essential communications and CERT training to each floor of the buildings. Racies and CERT worked well together, and I believe this is a response model we will use again in the future. Carol Burtis, the CERT coordinator, said this event turned into an extremely well-coordinated multi-agency response situation and proved the ability to rapidly stage on the order of 60 people in a very short period of time. The reward came the following morning when several residents thanked the Racies and CERT volunteers for being there. One resident said specifically that knowing we were in the hallway was the only thing that allowed her to get sleepy that night. Lessons learned. It was found that 12 hours on duty is a long shift, especially in the dark of night. So, in the future, Racies may adjust its protocol to a shorter shift time of 6 hours, staging personnel to rotate every 6 hours and rest in between. This no-warning, immediate activation was a wake-up call to all Huntington Beach Racies operators to be sure their grab-and-go bags are always ready with essential gear, especially flashlights and extra batteries, food, water, and personal items such as spare reading glasses and a small supply of personal medications that need to be taken. Thanks to Bob Zamelin, WA6 VIP in Huntington Beach, California, for this report. This is the ARRL Aries Audio e-letter for August 17, 2016, and I'm Tony Riggs, W1 FHN, reporting. It's time once again for repeaters to identify. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Now it's time for letters, and there are two this month. The first is titled, Local Simplex Contests Out There? And it comes from Ward Silver, N0AX. Ward asks, can you solicit information from your readership about FM Simplex contests that are held in their areas? and possibly 10-meter or other locally oriented contests in their areas. If readers can send a basic description and website URL for such local contests, perhaps a table could be created and published in the contesting and public service pages of QST somewhere, promoting greater interest and activity. Thank you, Ward, for asking. You may send any info to Rick Palm, K1CE, for compilation. Rick Palm's email address is k1ce@arrl.net. I'll repeat that, k1ce@arrl.net. Thanks. Our second letter is titled, Lesson Learned, Mag Mounts Not So Much, and comes from Bill Maureen, N2COP, the ARRL Vice Director for Roanoke Division. Bill writes, I have a humorous but notable lesson learned from last year's PPD Beach 2 Battleship, or B2B Iron Distance 140-mile triathlon, held in Wilmington, North Carolina. A local bicycle shop supplied the SAG, or support and gear, vehicles, and provided repair services along the 112-mile bicycle route of the triathlon. Each of the 5 SAG vehicles held a radio amateur, assigned to help coordinate communications along the largely rural route, where cell phone coverage was intermittent. The bike shop had rented several Ford F-150 pickup trucks to be used as the SAG vehicles. When we went to place VHF-UHF mag mount antennas on the truck's roofs, they literally slipped off. We learned that the new F-150 trucks have aluminum bodies. We improvised by using either temporary cowl mounts or steel cookie sheets as ground planes held in place by bungee cords. Lesson learned, mag mounts won't work on all vehicles. K4CJX to chair a regional auxiliary communications working group. The FEMA Disaster Emergency Communications, or DEC, division effects services and information systems critical to the agency's role in coordinating the federal government's response and support for communications to emergency responders at all levels of government. The division helps establish interoperability during operations anywhere in the country. In 2007, Congress established 10 Regional Emergency Communications Coordination Working Groups, or RECCWGs, to support its mission. These groups serve as a coordination point for federal, state, local, and tribal officials, as well as private sector service providers and volunteers at the regional level. RECCWGs address the survivability, sustainability, operability, and interoperability of emergency communications. The focus and direction of the RECCWGs is determined by the RECCWG members in each region. Recently, the FEMA Region 4 RECCWG members in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee formed an Auxiliary Communications Working Group to improve the relationship between agencies and auxiliary communications volunteers. Well-known veteran WinLink Administrator and Emergency Management and Communications Advisor Steve Waterman, K4CJX, was asked to chair this working group. Objectives include providing a model plan for regional agencies wishing to incorporate qualified auxiliary communications volunteers, mainly amateur radio operators. Other goals are to enhance working relationships among these volunteers, groups such as ARES, the agencies they seek to support, and other radio services. The group will study successful amateur radio programs to draft a set of best practices and standards. The group has a diverse, credentialed membership. It will provide interim and final reports. For more information, contact Steve Waterman, K4CJX, via email at k4cjx@comcast.net. San Diego Microwave Network adds important new client. The San Diego Microwave Network, known as HDRENS, for High Data Rate MCOM Network San Diego, and its partner in Baja, Mexico, CREBC, or Club de Radio Experimentadores de Baja California, have activated a new link in their extensive microwave private local area network, or LAN. This LAN employs standard commercial equipment at 5 GHz, includes over 20 major nodes, 70 IPs, and extends for over 70 miles along the coast and inland in Southern California and Baja. The HDRENS CREBC network has a main objective to provide backup communications for clients in the public health services in the event of a blackout of the commercial internet services. The U.S. end operates as a community service and is funded and maintained by active amateur operators. The San Diego Blood Bank provides important services to hospitals and other medical providers throughout the San Diego County area. There is an active ham radio station at its headquarters. Gloria Lyons, KI6DTA, and Volunteer Communications Coordinator Roy Gallagher, KR6RG, support the operations there. CREBC member Mike Burton, XE2/N6KZB, suggested that the blood bank could enhance its communication links in emergencies to their client facilities by joining the HDRENS CREBC network. It was quickly accepted. HDRENS member R.B. Smith, WW6RB, with assistance from Fred Neuspickel, N6QKE, Corbett Stone, KK6DKW, and Ed Sack, W3NRG, evaluated the path between an HDRENS access point and the blood bank location. While the distance was only 4 miles, trees and a bridge posed potential obstructions, but a test indicated connection was possible. The design and implementation of the link followed. Data rates of 144 megabits per second transmitting and receiving were recorded. With success at hand, the next steps will include site studies for links of the 3 blood bank remote locations. Thanks to Ed Sack, W3NRG, in Coronado, California, for this report. It's time once again for repeaters to identify. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is the ARRL Aries Audio e-letter for August 17, 2016. And finally, we have Palm Beach County, Florida, Aries Day, a success. Palm Beach County Aries held Aries Day on July 30th at the Palm Beach Martin County Red Cross Chapter facility in West Palm Beach. 50 radio amateurs attended and 15 new hams joined the Aries program. Support and representation was provided by local ham radio clubs. District Emergency Coordinator Charlie Benn, WB2SNN, South County EC Bob Vestola, KK4ATI, North County EC Chris Anderson, KK4ENJ, Central County EC Barry Porter, KB1PA, ARRL Section Manager Jeff Beals, WA4AW, and Section EC Larry Zimmer, W4LWZ, were in attendance. Activities included a demo of emergency power equipment, digital communications using packet and Winlink, how the National Traffic System and NTS Digital System work to send emergency message traffic outside the area, and a hands-on demonstration of how to build an effective UHF-VHF external antenna. There were also stations to test, calibrate, and program mobile and portable radios, a demo of what is inside a Red Cross emergency response vehicle, and demonstrations of portable VHF and HF antennas that can be used in a deployment. Aries ID cards were given to those interested, and there was lots of socializing and exchanging of ideas. A list of Palm Beach, Martin, and Broward County 2-meter, 1.25-meter, and 70-centimeter repeaters in all modes was available, as was the Palm Beach County Area's ICS-205, populated with county assets and data. Thanks went to the Red Cross and all who attended. Palm Beach County Area's is now more prepared to meet the needs of our served agencies. Area's Day was a positive event that energized all who attended. Thanks to the ARRL Palm Beach Central County EC Barry Porter, KB1PA, for this report. And that concludes the ARRL Area's Audio E-Letter for August 17, 2016. The ARRL Area's Audio E-Letter is a monthly service of the American Radio Relay League, ARRL, the National Organization for Amateur Radio. The ARRL Area's Audio E-Letter is a voice version of the ARRL Area's E-Letter, compiled and written by Rick Palm, K1CE, in Daytona Beach, Florida. You may read the ARRL Area's E-Letter on the Internet at www.arrl.org/ares-el and click on the issue that you'd like to read. I'll repeat that URL. It's www.arrl.org/ares-el and click on the issue you'd like to read. If you would like to listen to the audio version of the e-letter, you may click on www.arrl.org/ares-e-letter-audio-version and click on the issue you'd like to hear or download. To learn more about amateur radio or to get the latest in amateur radio news, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You may also find us on Facebook or Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have any questions about amateur radio in general or the ARRL, you may also write us via snail mail at ARRL, 225 Main Street, Newington, Connecticut, 06111. Or you may give us a toll-free call at 1-888-277-5289. We are always happy to help answer your questions, and you need not be an ARRL member. Our thanks to this month's contributors. My audio script editor is Al Brown, KZ3AB in Laurel, Maryland, and I'm Tony Riggs, W1FHN, reporting from Lanham, Maryland. Copyright 2016 ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio. All rights reserved. Thanks for listening, and 73.